Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, got his boots on already this morning. In this playoff edition of Brewers 360. Morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, so this morning, some certainty for the crew. We now know we are playing Tuesday. We're going to host this best of three wild card series at American Family Field. We don't know who we're going to play. Do you have an indication as to what time, or is that also dependent on who our opponent is?
It's a really good question. They're going to formally announce game times, I think, Sunday. And obviously, with an uncertainty as to who we're playing, game times are still sort of being vetted. I would still think that we're going to be a late afternoon, early evening game, I would guess, which is obviously more convenient for the fans who work and want to be able to come to the game. But we'll know for sure on Sunday, yeah, because you've got the Diamondbacks, the Braves, and the Mets all trying to vie for those spots, and somebody's going to finish last in the wild card, and then that team will play us.
How late could a game go? Could there be like a 9:05 start at AmFam?
I don't think so. They might do, if there's a West Coast game, which there will be, they'll do a West Coast game that time. So I don't think we would be playing at 9. Hey, if they tell us to play at 8 a.m., we're showing up.
Absolutely. But,
yeah, I think
actually, I would love a morning ball game. How about it?
I don't think our players would like it, but it would be interesting. You know, I was talking to David Stearns yesterday, who's the Mets are obviously here, and our former GM is in town, and he was talking about the potential that they have to go back to Atlanta on Monday for a doubleheader, and then, you know, potentially play us or another team on Tuesday. So that could wreck, you know, havoc with their pitching staff. So, you know, the hurricane is definitely causing some interesting repercussions this weekend and Monday. So we'll see how it plays out.
Talking with the Brewers' Rick Schlesinger. Rick, Eric and I have been reading that there is a possibility the commissioner would step in and say, all right, you don't have to play those final two games. You don't have to play that doubleheader.
If it was just a seeding determination.
I got to tell you, as a fan, look, we as fans invested in our ballpark. We as fans decided to put a roof on our ballpark. That's a competitive advantage for our team. I want those guys to play those games.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if it's just a seeding, I think you guys are right. I think they would not make them fly to Atlanta for those games. We'll deal with whatever cards were dealt. It's just, you know, it's sort of wild. It's, you know, baseball postseason gets really crazy when you've got all these teams trying to vie for these spots, and it makes it fun. You know, the one guy I feel sorry for is Dan Larea, our traveling secretary, who's got to figure out all the, you know, repercussions of travel for all of us and all the hotels. Because, you know, assume we win the wild card series, then we have to go on and play the division series. We still don't know who that's going to be. And it's fun, but, yeah, it makes for a lot of logistical nightmare.
How are tickets looking right now?
Good. We still have some tickets left for these games. You know, mostly in the terrace level, but they're moving very quickly, and both games will sell out. And obviously, if there's a third game, that will sell out. We're certainly have some tickets left to go. So we're making moves to get those done and get those sold. And we want people not only to buy the tickets but show up. Obviously, if the game time wreaks havoc with people's schedule, we understand that. But you know, hey, if you bought tickets and you can't come, send those tickets to a friend who can, because we want, you know, 42,000 people here screaming for the Brewers.
You can come. It's baseball in Milwaukee. You tell the boss, look, I got to go see my team in the playoffs, period. Write him a note or whatever you got to do, Rick, right?
I'll, if I need to write a, you know, excuse letter for somebody, I'll do that. But you're absolutely right. This is, we can't take for granted being in the postseason every year. And it's special times. And you're right. The good thing about us is, regardless of what the weather's going to be like, you know, it's going to be very temperate and very comfortable inside American Family Field.
Hey, real quick, too, Rick. A lot of reason to still head out the yard for this final homestand against the Mets. Somebody's going to win a car tomorrow night?
Yep, it's Fan Appreciation Night, and traditionally, Toyota Corolla is being given away. We've got vouchers for everybody who shows up for free tickets for next year midweek games, and we've got a lot of jerseys and autograph items, a lot of special prizes. So yeah, it's always fun to celebrate the fans this year more than ever because they've supported us all along and we've got more games to play. But, yeah, this Saturday is going to be a fun night at the ballpark.
All right, looking forward to all of it. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Second row, she's a man, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know.